For today's kernel, in honor of Hispanic Heritage Month, I wanted to shout out some of the Latinx guests that I've had here on the show who have lent their voices and expertise to what we do here on Popcorn Finance. So a big thanks to Jen Hemphill of Her Dinero Matters, Yaneli Espinal of Mind Your Money, Cyanice Pierce of Poise Finance Lifestyle, Pedro Mauda of Flourish Savings, and my This Is Awkward co-host, Allison Baggerly. I really appreciate all of these amazing guests who have added their insights and knowledge to the topics we've covered here on Popcorn Finance. So make sure you go check them all out. I've put links to their sites in the show notes, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. Hey, this is Chris. Hope you're doing well, and welcome to Popcorn Finance, the show where we discuss finance and about the time it takes to make a bag of popcorn. Over the past couple of months, I've been thinking a lot about planning for retirement, and specifically the 401k plan, and you know, all the other plans that are pretty similar, the 403b, the 457 plan, which as we learned back in episode 203, the birth of the 401k, these plans, they get their names from the section of the IRS code that contains the details and structures that make them plans that we can contribute into. But before we jump into that topic, I wanted to remind you all to come join us over on This Is Awkward. It is a podcast that I host alongside my co-host Allison, and we dig into the awkward money situations that we're all dealing with. We have great listeners who have called in and have been very open in sharing some of the awkward money situations that they've been dealing with, and we help them through it without losing their friends and family along the way. Hopefully. That's our goal. So this week, actually, we have a new episode coming out if you're listening to this episode of Popcorn Finance right when it releases. In this week's episode, we are hearing from a listener who is thinking about taking a gap year from work, but they are very nervous about the fact that they have to talk to their family about this, and they have no idea what their response is going to be. So if you're interested in hearing how we help this listener get through this conversation with their family, come and join us. Look for This Is Awkward in your favorite podcast app, or just check out the link in the show notes. So I know that there's a lot to think about when looking through your retirement plan options. But regardless of the plan you choose, here's the key thing that I want to stress to all of you. You're not going to mess this up. You can successfully save for retirement as long as you stay consistent and keep putting money into those plans. And as long as you keep in mind what we learned from Aaron back in episode 209, it was called Don't Save for Retirement, Invest. Make sure that you're actually investing your money in your 401k plans, and not just putting money in there and saving it in something that's like cash or the equivalent of a CD, because you actually want your money to grow quickly. And also, if you're thinking, I don't know where to start, I don't know how to figure any of this out, check out episode 198, How Much Do I Need to Retire? In that episode, I walk through a simple breakdown of how you go about figuring out roughly how much you might need to save in order to retire. Today, we're going to focus on the most common version of the 401k, and that is the traditional 401k plan. And for this plan, contributions are made on a pre-tax basis. So what this means is that you put money away in this plan before you're actually taxed on it, meaning that you don't pay federal or state income tax on this money. You still have to pay Medicare and Social Security tax, otherwise known as payroll taxes, but federal and state tax is exempt from this money. So for example, say you make $50,000. If you were to put $5,000 away into a 401k plan, the IRS would only consider $45,000 of your money as taxable. And so that $5,000 gets to go into the plan without being subject to any federal or state income tax. And it may allow you to put in a little bit more money than you would normally be able to if you had to also pay tax on that money. Now, the government isn't going to let you just keep this money tax-free forever. They want their money and they're going to get it. So when you take the money out of this plan, so say it's time to retire, you're ready to go live your life and do something else, you're going to pay state and federal income tax, if your state is subject to income tax, on that money when you pull it out. And just to make sure that you do, there's something called a required minimum distribution, sometimes referred to as RMD. And beginning at age 72, you will have to start taking out a minimum amount of money from your plan. And I mean, most people will be living off the money in this 401k, so they're probably already going to have a habit of pulling money out of this plan. But if, for example, you have retirement money coming from other accounts, you may not be pulling from your 401k plan to maintain your living expenses. So in that case, once you hit 72, they're like, nah, you got to start pulling out a set minimum amount from this plan in order for the government to start recouping some of those taxes. And so now let's talk about the restrictions of the 401k plan. And the biggest one right out the gate is there's a minimum age at which you're supposed to start drawing money out of this account, and that is 59 and a half. Now, you can take out money prior to this, but you will be subject to a 10% penalty. And all of this is in place in order to incentivize you not to touch this money and leave it there for retirement, which is why we're saving this money in the first place. If it wasn't for retirement, we'd just be putting this into a savings account or maybe into a brokerage account where you're investing outside of the retirement plan, maybe for a long-term goal. So in this situation, if you were to try to pull out money out of your account prior to age 59 and a half, not only would you pay the income tax on this money, which you would do whether or not you're 59 and a half or older or not, but you'd also pay 10% on top of that. So, for example, if you wanted to take $10,000 out of your 401k early, you had to pay $1,000 and then also pay taxes on that money. So that's definitely a good reason not to touch this money. Now, there are a few exceptions, so I'll run through them really quickly here. First one is death, which doesn't do you any good, so we'll just move on to the next one. Total or permanent disability is a way in which you could pull money out of your 401k early without being subject to that 10% penalty. And then also there's something called a hardship withdrawal. And in this situation, you'd have to prove that you have an immediate and heavy, significant financial need for this money in your account. So this could be things such as medical care, tuition expenses, buying your first home, avoiding foreclosure or eviction, and even funeral expenses. Earlier in 2020, the CARES Act passed, which made a couple of new provisions to this, I guess, avoidance of the 10% penalty. So under the CARES Act, you are allowed up until the end of 2020 to withdraw up to $100,000 without being hit with this 10% penalty and not have to prove these special circumstances that you normally would have to. Now, I'm not encouraging that you go and take money out of your account because you can and avoid this penalty. But if you are in need and you're backed into a tough spot, this is a provision that was put in place to help people cover this period of time where a lot of people have been out of work or had significant decreases in their income. So that is a quick breakdown of what the 401k plan is, how it works, some of the pieces and components and rules you might have to follow within your 401k plan. Next week, we'll be taking a look at the traditional 401k versus the Roth 401k. So if you have any questions, feel free to send them over. I've already gotten some great questions already, but if you have any additional ones or anything specific that you'd like to know about during this discussion, let me know. So as always, I appreciate you all joining me here for another bag of popcorn. Hope you have an amazing rest of your week, and make sure if you haven't already done so, get out there and vote.
Yeah, boy, keep it popping like Mary Poppins.